poll, majority have unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress. By Hannah Knudsen on April 9, 2025. A majority have an unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress, a weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents if they have a favorable or unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress. Across the board, 60% said they have an unfavorable view, and of those, 37% have a very unfavorable view. Just 31% have a favorable view, but of those, only 10% have a very favorable view of Democrats. Predictably, most Democrats, 71%, have a favorable view of Democrats in Congress, while the vast majority of Republicans, 93%, have an unfavorable view. Most independents, 62%, also have an unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress. While Republicans in Congress are also underwater, their figures are not as bad as Democrats, as 52% across the board view them unfavorably, compared to 39% who view them favorably. Most Republicans, 86%, have a favorable view of Republicans in Congress, compared to 88% of Democrats who disapprove and 58% of independents who share that sentiment. The survey also found that 60% view the Democrat Party unfavorably as a whole, compared to 52% who feel the same way about the GOP. The survey was taken March 30 to April 1, 2025, among 1,626 respondents. It has a +3.3% margin of error. It follows another Economist/YouGov survey which revealed that most view the Democrat Party as rudderless, lacking a clear leader. As Breitbart News reported, the vast majority, 66%, said no. Democrats do not have a clear leader at this point. Another 27 remain unsure. Only 7% said yes. Notably, most Democrats, in this instance, are self-aware. As most, 58%, admit that they do not have a clear leader at this moment in time. Only 17% of Democrats said they did, in fact, have a leader. 66% of liberals agree that Democrats do not have a clear leader. Most Republicans and independents, 81% and 59%, respectively, agree. This survey came on the heels of Democrat Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, delivering a marathon speech on the Senate floor for over 25 hours, breaking records. He made it clear his speech was intended to stand as a show against President Donald Trump and the MAGA agenda that millions of Americans voted for in November.